seek to be courteous, consideration of others. Prisoners speak. If you read the life stories of prisoners who have been rehabilitated, you will notice one thing they all have in common. It doesn't matter if the man is God-fearing or not. They all write that the day they learned to be considerate of others was the first day they stopped being the kind of man that put them behind bars. Rehabilitated men write of learning to be considerate of other men's rights to walk unharmed down the street, the right of a lady to live without fear, the old man's right to drive slowly through town without being reviled or teased, and the right of the young child to grow up unmolested. Consideration is just another way of saying, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. A child learns how to be considerate by watching his parents being considerate, the same way they learn how to be good hypocrites. If a parent exhibits a great deal of politeness toward a guest while he is present, but speaks ill of him when he is gone, this teaches the child to be dishonest and hypocritical. Being polite and being considerate are not necessarily the same or even related. Politeness is just performing in a culturally acceptable way. The motivation to be polite can be quite selfish. When you deal with insurance companies, when you return purchased goods, when you borrow or lend things, and even when you are reacting to other motorists, you must remember to consider the other person's welfare. You need to be mindful of the other person's perspective and weaknesses.